turundusuudised.
And we are going on to our news. And for you, I found an article from a portal called Technology Review. And the article was called that, or the name of the article was, "These DNA testing companies are mainly trying to sell you other stuff." And in a nutshell, it was describing that in 2017, the number of people who took direct-to-consumer ancestry tests more than doubled, reaching over 12 million customers. And a wave of new tests claim to make all sorts of personalized lifestyle recommendation, from which skincare products you should use and to what kind of diet is best for you. But the problem what the article raises is that the science behind it is often not existing at all. And this was where we started from. So if we would have such type of test in the market, should you suggest people to buy and try? Or how should the kind of a customer understand what's the difference?
I read the article and I really enjoyed it, actually, because they have really well written and went through in details what's the pitch, what's the struggle, what's the science behind it. And I think this is misusage of scientific field. And again, the same happened with neuroscience, and the same happening right now with DNA. And even though DNA as such has been always interesting for humans, the human genome was only sequenced in 2003. So we are talking about a scientific field which is relatively new. And when all of a sudden there appeared these products that will help you to identify your diet, that will help you understand what you like. I don't know what was else there. But this sounds a little bit weak, actually. Because, come on, you can't buy wine that genetically said this is perfect wine for you. This is not how the wine industry works. Wines are being drinking with meal, with friends, with some at some venues. You enjoy the wines not because they are genetically, I don't know actually know how they might work, but how they identify that this is the best wine for you. It's just weird, and there is no science that backs it up. And when we start to read a little bit deeper about all of this, it sounds like what they are doing, they're using the name only as the brand name. The same that happens when the bigger companies just buy newer companies or more known companies that are still relatively small and just get the brand name and that's it. It sounds right now, this is what marketing is doing in regards with this, well, certain products or certain businesses. And what they are trying, they're actually digging more information in these questionnaires. What's your lifestyle? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? If you're using DNA, shouldn't you know that already? And that's why I don't like this aspect of utilization of new scientific fields in this matter. If you go deeper and start to understand the genetics in general, what scientists currently are aware of, and there's actually a fantastic talk from Riccardo Sabatini, I think, in 2006, he gave a TED Talks in London, if I'm wrong. He brought on the stage 450 kilos of printed paper. So if I'm wrong, 200,000 pages with gene information on them. And this is how much is one human genome in the totality. For the eyes to see. So what he did was he just took out one of these books and he started to read the sequence, ATGC, ATGCL, etc. And he said, well, this identifies the color of this man's eyes, right? And the funny aspect that I have been asked from time to time is, okay, so can we influence right now the people when we understand genome? No, we still only can identify certain elements of phenotype or physicality: the hair color, the eye color, the facial features, the length, the height of your body, skin color. This is only a these are these simple elements. Behavior is much complex, like taste. Taste doesn't come from your tongue. Taste comes from what you see. Taste comes from what you hear. Taste comes from what you smell. Taste comes from when you enjoy these crackling sounds of chocolate or of an apple. All of this creates taste in the brain. And the same happens for memory. The same happens for our behavior. It's not as simple as we try to look. And for that reason, I think this article identifies fantastically what is wrong with some, I don't know, marketers who try to be first, who try to just utilize the good name of science. And I don't like it. I don't support it. So I don't believe this is worse.
But do you see that the research might develop in that direction, that some team of researchers want really to find understanding between our consumption and our genes? Do you see kind of the parts of research moving towards that way? You say that there are much more important things to research, not about how do we consume things.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, first of all, there are such researches going on.
Okay.
I don't believe that this is actually ethical. To utilize such researches for the benefit of manipulating some other human beings. Because we still have to have free will. And yes, we already are trying sort of like manipulate people, but this would be comparably to a hypnosis. And from that aspect, I don't believe this is the correct way. And as I said, ethical. And for that reason, right now, we already see these reglementations of how people actually can be approached. And you know yourself as well that in May 22, there will be some changes, how actually we can approach people, what databases and how we have to keep our customer databases. So I'm not that worried about this element, because it's still very complex and it's still at very early stages. Well, at least I haven't found any articles lately that identifies differently. I'm not worried that this could somehow all of a sudden make us all zombies and buy stuff that we don't need, because it's not that easy.